Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yeah, there's definitely a big drop in the temperatures in the past few days. I've no doubt more cold weather to come as well. So how can nourishing, healthy meals for the whole family help us to live well? Nutritionist Aileen Cox-Blundell is with me here in studio today, the popular voice behind the Instagram account Baby Led Feeding. Aileen, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Where to start? Because I know a lot of our listeners and they're, you know, coming into lunchtime now and maybe prepping for dinner this evening if they're at home or maybe trying to get something nourishing into them in the next hour. Where do we start with trying to get these sort of meals in the colder months?
So something that's actually really interesting was a study that was done in America called the American Gut Project, where they found that people that ate 30 different plant points over the space of an entire week was associated with a more diverse and healthier gut microbiome. So when your gut microbiome is healthier, it actually helps to improve your immunity. And so we normally, like you would talk about, like eating your five a day, but this kind of makes it a little bit simpler. And every different plant point counts. So when you think about like beans and lentils and nuts and seeds, all types of vegetables, all types of fruits, these not only help to feed your gut, but they also give you things like your vitamins, your minerals, your iron, whole grains, for example.
Do adults and children eat the same?
Different amounts, yes, but yeah. Including that 30 different plant points into both you and your little one's diet is going to really help to keep you strong over the winter months. So especially when it's going into flu and cold season, you want to try and keep your kids and you strong as possible. So having things like soups, like nourishing soups, where you're adding in more, as many plants, beans, lentils as you can. And I think one of the things that I really found that made such a massive difference for both myself and my family was having that thing that you ask when you make a meal, what can I add? So can I add a sprinkle of seeds? Can I add some fresh herbs? Every little plant that you adds into your 30 plant points. So it can be a very small amount of a mixed spice, for example, or cinnamon, nutmeg, using things like coriander. So every single plant point counts.
And these plant points that you're talking about and the nutritional value that we get, Aileen, from each of them, you know, I imagine for parents listening with young kids at home, it probably all helps to build immunity.
Absolutely. And the majority of us, we get enough protein in our diet. There's very few people that are deficient in protein in Ireland and the UK. But there are so many people that are not eating enough fibre. So including these foods is going to up your fibre and help your digestive system to work so much better. But also it's going to give you all of those vitamins, all those minerals, everything that's going to keep your immune system really strong during the winter months, which is what we're really looking for.
So how do we do this? Like, what are the actual tips? What kind of dishes?
So what I would do is make things like one pot dishes, because I'm a busy mum. I know there's so many other busy parents that follow my page. I try to make meals that are like really easy. So a one pot dish, like say a chili con carne, for example, you can use minced beef in it if we're vegetarian. So we would add in extra beans. You can add in your minced beef, but you can add in things like mixed beans in there and mixed lentils in there. The more types of beans, different beans count towards different plant points. So making things that are double dinners, having a tray bake where you have different vegetables chopped up, super easy. Add in your chickpeas in there.
Is tray bake, Aileen, that's similar to the kind of the hot pot, is it? Or the one pot?
Yeah,
the modern day version of it.
I just use like a big tray and I'd put your protein
super handy
on it.
Though.
Yeah, so like look at your carbohydrates. Your carbohydrates should make up a third of your diet. You want your carbohydrates, your vegetables, your brown rice, brown pastas, sweet potatoes, and then add in your things like your chickpeas, then your veggies, throw it all into the oven and then I'd roast it with just a little bit of olive oil on top of it. And then we serve it in things like a brown wrap or a brown pita and just put a yogurt sauce on top of it. It's literally like a 10-minute easy prep dinner.
Yeah.
No effort.
Minimal
like
cleaning.
You want zero effort.
The one pot dinner, I suppose, what are the kind of traditional dishes that you might recommend? Inspiration for listeners.
Chili con carne is a great one and you can add in extra beans into that. You can also do things like stews, which are great as well. And doing things like a spaghetti bolognese, especially if you have like picky kids at home or picky eaters at home, where you want to add in lots of goodness onto their plate. You can actually blend veggies up into the sauce, but then add veggies into it as well. So they're seeing a mix of both. So if they're going through that period where they're not eating their veggies, they mightn't eat the whole veggies on the plate, but at least you know that they're getting that goodness into their diet, which is what is really, really important around this time.
Yeah, because the picky eaters is one listeners are mentioning here today. You know, like there's a lot of concern around trying to get, nutrients into their kids when they're, you know, sort of picky about what they're going to eat.
So take a step back, and I would say to your job as a parent is to serve the food that you want your child to eat, and then your child's job is to decide whether or not they want to eat that food or not. If you have mealtimes that are less stressful, it makes it an easier, nicer space for your child to be sitting at the table. So the stress that the child will feel, the stress that you feel, is taken away. And then just keep offering the foods that you want them to eat. Have safe foods on the plate that you know they will eat. Mm. And then have foods on the plate that you want them to eat. And then it's all about exposure. So keep offering the food.
What about antioxidants? Is that, so how do we get that, or do we? How
much antioxidants come from plant-based foods, so things like vitamin C would be an antioxidant. Carrots, for example, would have vitamin A in them. The more colourful you can make your plate, and the more colourful you can make your breakfast, lunch and dinner and the snacks you're eating, the more antioxidants you're getting. And so antioxidants will help your body to stay strong and do its job in the way that it should. It keeps your cells really happy, and you can easily do it. It's like nutrition seems like it's really complicated, but by eating lots of colour and diversity in food, you're kind of ticking all of the boxes in terms of getting the antioxidants in, feeding your gut, taking care of your immune system, and keeping you strong over winter.
I was reading, Aileen, earlier this morning, this Tesco survey out today about the Sunday roast is still Ireland's favourite meal. Yeah. Are you a Sunday roast fan?
I'm not, because we're vegetarians. So.
Right, okay. But not even the nut roast.
Not, well, nut roast for us is kind of a Christmas dinner more than I'd kind of go to the effort of making it at Christmas time more.
Yeah.
But I can see that, especially with older generations, where it's meat, two veg, potatoes.
Yeah.
It's kind of typically an Irish, it's kind of an Irish dinner.
It's funny, I see more and more, I know in the UK it's really popular, the Sunday roast, but I see more and more places now offering the traditional Sunday roast to get. Maybe it's just the idea of coming together, is it, since COVID?
And like, I think it's that thing of sitting down at a table together, and maybe the Sunday is the one day that everybody sits down together and
people have some free time.
Yeah, and like the Mediterranean diet is one of those things where they showed that like sitting around and that community aspect of eating food together is so important. It's such an important aspect of how we eat, how we nourish our bodies, where it becomes less about the food and more about the community aspect of eating together.
Aileen, you're going to be at the PTSB Ideal Home Show, the RDS, in October the 17th to 19th. I know you're also at the Dunstores Chefs Live Theatre across the weekend as well.
Yes.
People can get tickets?
People can get tickets online, and I'll be there doing talks on the Saturday and Sunday. And you can come up and talk to me about nutrition for you and your family. And I'd love to meet anybody that wants to come along.
Good stuff. They're idealhome.ie. That's where you can get them. For the moment, nutritionist Aileen Cox Blundell. Aileen, thanks a million.
Thank you for joining us here.
Having me. Not at all on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.